International transformation and success coach, Myrna Morris Young, delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today do we have a treat for you, hailing all the way from Australia. I am speaking today to Coach Dee Riddell. Welcome, Dee. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you, Myrna. It's a delight to be with you and your listeners today.
Yes, I am so excited to be talking to you and to hear that deep, down-under accent. Loving it.
Now, you've got the accent, not me.
That's true, right? It's how you look at it. And, you know, I forgot to ask you how you pronounce your last name. I'm calling it Riddell. Like
it's Riddell.
That the way it says?
Yeah.
Riddell, right. I remember Riddell High from,
Yes. And Dolly.
Exactly. Okay. Well, welcome. So, Dee is going to be talking to us today about 7 ways to get your confidence back after a divorce or debt of a spouse. She is a confidence mentor, and we're going to be having a really good conversation about that. Because, you know, when somebody rips our hearts out or, you know, we're alone and we have to start over after being in a relationship for a long time, we lack the confidence. So that's Dee's specialty, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say on that subject. So I myself look forward to learning some things from her. Now, I normally do on my show, I try to give you a tip of the week that comes directly from Coach Myrna, and I tie it in to the subject matter that my expert is going to be talking to. So today, what I want to leave you with are 6 tips for building unstoppable confidence. Right. So what I want you to know is building true confidence after betrayal is a gradual process. No one is going to turn into a positive, self-confident person overnight. So don't be hard on yourself if it takes some time, right? But what I'm going to do today is give you 6 tips so that you would have like a marker or a place to start as you get back on the horse. And the first one is stop comparing yourself to others. You know, the worst thing that you can do is compare yourself to someone else, right? And I know from experience that this is a confidence killer, especially if you're comparing yourself to someone who was younger than you, for instance. You know, a lot of times, you know, our spouses leave us for, you know, younger women, and it's a dagger to the heart and definitely a confidence killer. So remember that do not compare yourself, because what you're seeing is only on the surface and not the underlying reality. What you need to focus on is what's important, and that is your own strengths and goals. Okay? Number 2, keep your limiting beliefs at bay. You know, even the most successful people with healthy relationships have some limiting beliefs about themselves. But the biggest difference and the reason that they're successful and have healthy relationships and have full of confidence is that they choose to focus on their strengths and possibilities instead of their own limits or seeing limits. Okay? Number 3, live in a positive reality. don't say anything about yourself that you don't want to become a reality. You know, positive thoughts and words alone wouldn't make you a confident person. But confident people do think a lot of positive things about themselves. So remind yourself of what you're capable of and what you're already accomplished. If you are in your second or third act, you've got some things that you have done that you're proud of. You know, grab on those and, you know, get your confidence from that. Number four, don't mask it. Self-confidence isn't the impression you give others, but it's really how you feel about yourself. It's all about who you are, where you are, and what you want to be in your own life and relationships. You know, sometimes we try to fake it till we make it, they say, but in the end, it doesn't do anything for your confidence. So just be true to who you are and don't mask it. Number five is change what you can. Confident people know that they cannot change the past, but they can definitely change the future. So they make daily choices that lead them toward the future that they want to live out. Right? Change what you can. And six, be fully committed. Be fully committed to doing whatever you can to build success every single day and to accept full responsibility for your life. Blaming your spouse or whatever might have happened doesn't do anything. Just take responsibility for where you are right now. And the more uncomfortable it gets, that's your barometer that you're on the right track. So don't procrastinate. And do what it takes without agonizing or drama. So that was my tip of the week. And now let me tell you about Dee Riedel. Dee is a passionate and confident woman. Dee is passionate and confident about women over 50. Because they have so much to offer. They have lived, lost, cried, and moved mountains. Yet sometimes life and time get in the way. Dee shares about those times. Her gift is her ability to simply and graciously help women when they say, "It's time. It's time for me." To guide them as they enhance their confidence, spirit, and sensuality in their world. Drawing on her life experiences, skills, and inspirational stories, Dee offers practical ways to boost your confidence and offer tips that you can apply in your life right away. To laugh, smile, and enjoy whatever you want to be. Whether you want to be more confident in life, whether you want to be able to communicate more effectively, you find you're saying yes when you want to say no. You may be back on the dating scene after many years or just starting over, looking at internet dating, overcoming difficulties, or you simply want to feel better about yourself. There will be something that you can always take away from her presentations. Dee's engaging and entertaining presentations and her online 21-day confidence challenge are ideal for mature women of all backgrounds. Don't let your confidence slip away. Bring it out, shake it about, and celebrate. Dee is a speaker, a self-published author, a facilitator, and an MC. She's a master practitioner of NLP, certified life coach and confidence mentor, a Toastmasters international speaker for almost four decades, and recipient of the International Presidential Citation. I forgot that you were that. I am also a Toastmasters speaker. So you're awesome. Well, welcome, Dee, again. I am so grateful that you will take the time to speak to me and my audience. Welcome again.
Thank you very much. I think it's an absolute privilege to be here with you, Mona.
All right. Well, thank you. So as we dive right in, I know that you've got a story. I can just sense it, reading between the lines of your...
It is indeed.
reading between the lines of that bio. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a confidence mentor and a certified coach?
Certainly. Well, if I can really... Can I just start off by saying that it's convoluted? You know, life isn't a straight line. Things happen and we get shaken and pushed around. So when I say confidence mentor rather than coach, what I'm saying is that I'm someone who supports and guides, because women don't need me to save or to rescue or to berate them in their confidence stakes. But what I can do is impart knowledge of their own power and how to access it. That's what I call real confidence.
Yeah.
But my journey, and it goes back right to my childhood, I grew up in a violent alcoholic household where I was told I was stupid, useless and worthless, and I wasn't worth educating and I was a waste of a space.
Wow.
So I grew up with no self-esteem, no self-worth and no self-respect. At the age of 15, I was a victim of pack rape. I'd gone to a dance and there was a guy there that I'd met a few times, and I thought the sun, the moon and the stars shone out of him. He offered to drive me home. And in my naive 15-year-old state, and I'm talking about in the early 60s, mm-hmm. I thought that meant driving home, a quick hug, a peck on the cheek, and off I would go. We went out to the car, hopped in his car, he started it and took off. It was dark, obviously, and I heard a noise. I turned around, and there were two guys on the floor in the back, and we didn't go home. So there was that shame, there was the guilt, there was the fear, absolute fear. So I was sent away to have the child because it was, you know, it was all shame and disgrace. The welfare workers of the day... There was forced adoption in those days. I was taken away as household help and had the baby. And it was taken away. I was told by the welfare workers that I was a disgrace to myself and the country and everything else beyond. That,
even though you were raped.
You know, I was a disgrace to the whole universe, that I should go nursing and get out of society's way because no decent man would want me. So I still had that feeling that I was absolutely useless and worthless. So I let men use and abuse me for the next few years. And then I was at, and I'm going to cover that in a negative way, but anyway, there was a reason that I came beyond that. I went back nursing. I then met my beautiful husband, and we were married for 31 years until he passed away 15 years ago.
Wow.
Part
so
of being year, with
what,
him
what age
and
did you get
I
married?
Grew into the woman
like
I became through his love
sir?
And support. And it was he who encouraged me to join Toastmasters. And that was just my absolute opening to firstly to gain confidence. And I went up through their leadership ladder. I've had amazing friendships. I've had amazing levels of support. And then, like I said, 15 years ago, my husband passed away. And now I'm in a spot where I'm feeling pretty good in life. So everything that I teach and show and mentor through, I have lived through.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
You've got a story. That is
a very powerful story.
Wow. Now,
we'll talk about that later too, and as a part of my moving on, I was just decimated when Les passed away in 2002. And, you know, that journey of coming back. So talking about how people can regain, how you can get your confidence, how you can step into your life, that's exactly what I've done.
Wow. Like, you know, I'm a firm believer that God gives you a story so that you can help others, because what a powerful story, you know, that is. Wow. You know, I'm blown away by that. So you circled back from, you know, someone telling you that you were a disgrace and you should just go away, that, you know, no good man would want you to having a relationship of 31 years that obviously was very healthy. You know, Toastmasters, I know, because the Toastmasters speaking and moving up through the ladder and actually probably sharing your story, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I shared my story.
Because that it was all a secret. It didn't come out. It was 43 or 44 years or something after it all happened that I actually started to write about it.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, you know, we have a similar path. You know, and, you know, in coaching, they tell you that you, when someone says something, you shouldn't raise your hand and say, me too, but, you know, mine, you know, I wrote a book, my book, Out of the Snares, talks briefly on my childhood abuse, you know, as well, and my book is actually called Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, because what I do is I tell the story that can give hope and encouragement to someone that's listening reading and letting them know that, yeah, there is a path to wholeness. There is a path that you can, you know, leave that behind and become, you know, someone great. So, and that's all I'm going to stay on it. So, but, you know, I am, and I didn't start talking about mine as well until I was in my 40s. And mine happened when I was like 10 years old, 10 to 14 years old. Yeah, and a lot of you know, childhood abusers or childhood people that were childhood abused can't talk about it. In fact, I joined an organization that's called what is it called? Something about Speak, because they're saying that 90% don't say anything about it. So. And that's why God gives us a testimony, so that we can, you know, share it with others and give them hope and encouragement and let them know that, yeah, what we're talking about here now is confidence, and you are a perfect vessel. So I can't wait for us to dive in and to get some actual, you know, skills in on how you were able to do that. But let's take our first break. We're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back. So looking forward to our talk. Stay tuned.
Okay, great.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are going to have a very powerful conversation with my guest, confidence mentor and coach all the way from Australia, and we are going to be talking about how to get your confidence back. You know, we are talking about maybe after a divorce or a death of a spouse, but as you know, we also branched on to when somebody rips it from you, either from abuse or rape or something really violent. So I can identify with that. So I hope that we are able to help you to gain your confidence back by our topic today. So Dee, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us and for, touching on a very important subject. So what exactly is confidence? You know,
well,
is it
to
magical?
To me, confidence, it's that extraordinary energy in you. It's attractive, it's strong, it's vibrant, it's engaging. You know it when you see it. You can't touch it, but you can see it. You can see it in someone, and you say to yourself, I want some of that. It's not the raging, standing on the rooftops, raging around saying, I'm confident, look at me. It's that quiet confidence that you just know when someone knows what they're about. It's like being comfortable in your own skin, so that you can function even under stressful situations. It doesn't mean that you don't have problems. You still have problems, but it's how you function under stressful situations. And we know.
How do you think we get it?
How do we get it? We gain it through life experience. It starts slowly and builds from when we're children. We might get it from children, from parents, sport, education, from friends. Some people are simply born with it, and that's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
We can get it through the skills and qualities that we gain through education so that we can reach our professional goals. It's a measure of our success. We get it through self-development programs.
Hmm.
I think we gain it through overcoming a challenge. And in my case, I most certainly got it from love and support from my beautiful partner.
Okay.
And I think we get it by cultivating positive and confident traits and embracing change, because I think the only constant in life is change. So it has to do with your ability to cope with the good things that happen to you and with the bad things that happen to us, because that happens to all of us.
Hmm.
I think when we get it, it gives us the ability to put things into perspective. We don't run away, we don't allow our thoughts to run away. And it gives us the ability to remove attachment from the emotions, because it's the emotions within the action that drives us. And I think that we learn to deal, when we're confident, we learn to deal with life with grace.
Yeah, you know, as you were talking, I'm remembering a couple of people that I know, including my own daughter, that, you know, have a confidence issue. But, you know, I have built her up and loved her like no other. She's beautiful. She's educated. And somehow she still has a problem with that. And I remember one of my coaches as well that was in leadership at a job, very successful in all areas of life, but yet had a confidence problem. I never had trouble from lack of confidence, and I'm trying to figure out how I got it. But it could be that I got confidence because when I was growing up, people told me I was great, and maybe I believed them.
Yeah,
so maybe
that's
part of
happens.
It.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I just
go ahead.
Finished reading a book of Katharine Hepburn, stories of her life, and you know, she grew up with loving parents. And she just believed that she could do things.
Okay.
And she went out and did it. And I've met so many confident people who are like that, whereas people who have come from a background similar to mine, who have that lack of self-worth and lack of self-belief as a child, it's something that you keep working on. It's in your awareness, and you make sure that it doesn't come through and bite you.
Mm. Okay. So... So if we were to make a diagnosis of people that are confident, what would you say is the most, what would you say would be the banner statement? Because there's going to be exceptions, to the right or to the left. But what is the banner statement? How do you get this confidence normally?
I think it's through your life experience. And what you're prepared to put into it.
Okay, that's probably good.
Yeah,
what you're prepared to put into it. Okay,
absolutely.
You can have someone telling you how great you are, shooting you compliments all along, but you don't really believe it because when you're seeing something else. So I like that one. What you're prepared to put into it. Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think resilience is a huge thing. Being able to bounce back to whatever, because I think we're built to go to the edge of life and come back with our heart and soul elevated. I think that's what life's all about.
Okay.
And I think we're built to be resilient, to be able to sort of step up and over like rocky terrain. And I think that gives us confidence when we do that.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And, that's true. If you have overcome something, and that's really, really how you build confidence and, is when you have overcome something. Then the next time somebody throws something at you, you feel that you are more able to sustain it because you've been through it. Right.
That's
probably what gave you confidence too, because you went through it.
That made it successful before and made you confident. You can put that into other situations.
Right. Okay. All right.
And you know, if confidence isn't magic, it's a habit. You learn to be confident, just like you learn to getting dressed. I mean, you know, if you ask our listeners to look down at the moment and look at themselves, did they forget to get dressed this morning? Probably not.
No.
I imagine they've all got clothes on. So, you know, just like you learn to get dressed, you can learn to be confident.
Yeah. And I also love what you said in the beginning of this segment here, where it's something that you can't touch. It's beautiful. You mean a confident woman makes people turn and look. And it's true. It's absolutely a beautiful thing. And when you're not, then, you know, nobody is attracted around you like flies to a bee. You know, I'm thinking of the poem Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou. And, you know, she has a statement in there of when she walks into a room, the men, you know, turn and bow down.
Oh, I would have loved to have met that woman. Oh, God, I would have loved to.
Yeah, exactly. So now, you know, I'm getting the picture of it. And it's absolutely true. Men and women, a confident woman is a sight to behold. It's beautiful. So I actually love that. All right. So on the other flip side of that, how do you lose it? So do you have experience?
I think how we lose confidence is, well, we lose it when life shakes us or shatters us, and that can be for any one of a million reasons. It can be abuse. It can be death. It can be losing your job. It can be the death of children. You know, anything shocking, anything that just shakes or shatters us, that can just destroy our confidence in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
We can lose it through life experience, through being put down as children, as I was, as teenagers. We see it through bullying in the workplace. That's a real biggie for people losing their confidence. In controlling relationships where you're told that you're stupid and useless, and if you hear it over and over again every day, then it's going to eat away and destroy your confidence. We lose it when we perceive ourselves as a failure in business or personal life. And sometimes we need to reframe how we see success, because we can tell ourselves we're a failure when actually we're not. And like I said, we can lose it through job loss. We can also lose it through illness. Someone who perhaps has had a mastectomy, like a body-altering image, something like that can really destroy, or alopecia where you lose your hair. Things like that can really drain your self-esteem and your self-confidence.
Yeah.
And then we get the confidence zappers. You know, the sort of people that just go and suck the life out of you.
Then
they go on to
controlling
the
relationship.
When they've got to be sucked, they move on to somebody else. And I think the biggest one is that inner chatterbox, the little monkey that sits on your shoulder and says in your quick, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? And then the other side of you says, yes, I can. And it says, no, you can't. So I think that inner chatterbox can also have a big bearing on you losing your confidence.
Yeah.
And I have, and I use this in my challenge, a confidence tree. And it's like a bonsai tree. So it's got the branches coming out. And when we're confident, we're sitting on top of the tree, and something happens and we get a shake. So we fall, but we don't go back to the bottom. At the time we have that shake, we think we're destroyed. We think we're at the bottom of the barrow. But when you just stop and have a little think, you've been confident before. So you've actually only fallen a couple of branches down. So if you call on and pull back on those things that made you confident before, you can use those skills to help you then climb back up two more branches. You're not at the root at all. And it's such a strong, powerful image.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I've never heard that before. That's really unique. I like that. Yes, and I guess that's why you used the word shake. Because that's exactly what happens, you know. You shake, but you're not broken, right?
That's right.
The pieces can be put back together. Right. You're not like Humpty Dumpty. But, and, you know, as being in the life coaching space, we know that there's some people that can shake themselves off and get back up to the top and use their skills, as you just mentioned, and pull themselves back up. And there's some people that won't. Some people will just fall all the way to the ground and never get back up. So, you know, there's a difference. And again, it probably be, you know, depending on the childhood and what they heard. And you know, there's a whole bunch of things. But, very, very good. This is good stuff, guys. All right. So we covered what is confidence, you know, how we get it, how we lose it. That was extremely good information. All right, so how has confidence contributed to what you do? I know we heard your story, and I know it's worth telling. So I guess this question is why you became a confidence mentor?
Okay, well, I think because I'm fit the bill. I am mature. Everything I teach and coach and mentor on, I have lived through.
Right.
So that gives me the background.
Right.
It has also enabled me to tell my story by having the confidence. I had the confidence to face my past. Sure, I got pushed into it, and it was dealing with my grief after Les passed away that all the past that I'd buried for those 40-odd years came bubbling up. So it was the confidence that I had within me and through my Toastmasters training and the skills that I gained through speaking that helped me to tell my story. And I wrote it first. And when I wrote the story and first delivered it, I gave a speech at Toastmasters. Now, some of the people in the room, I've been in the organisation 28 years. Somebody said to me, or 30 years it might have been, some people had known me that long. There was absolute, you know, you could have heard a pin drop. But what I found in telling that, and it wasn't told for the shock factor, it was to be told that, you know, you can look at someone who looks confident today, and you don't know what's happened in their life to bring them to that point.
Wow.
There is some total of their life experience. What you're seeing today may not be what they were 20, 30 or 40 years ago. So I found, and in opening and sharing my story as I now speak out and about with it, what I find is that when I'm open and honest about my story and sharing, it's like it gives others permission to be open and honest with me.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
And I found that continuously as I'm speaking or as I'm writing or sharing somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, that confidence has just given me the ability to be able to use my skills to share my story for the benefit of other people being able to open up and face whatever it is their challenge. Because it doesn't matter what your challenge is. It doesn't matter whether it's abuse, whether it's financial, whether it's a death, whether it's illness. Your emotions are still the same. They might vary in degrees, but you still face the same emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that there's something wrong with us. We think that, you know, it's got to be fixed. We think that we're broken, for want of a better word, when in effect we're not. We're just going through a life experience that's challenging us and leading us to step up to the next level. And what I say about challenges is that, you know, you don't fix one challenge and then that's it. You know, you don't ever get another challenge in life. It doesn't work like that. The universe, I think when you solve one challenge, it just gives you a better class of challenge. So the important thing about a challenge is to learn to have strategies to deal with a challenge so that you can use those strategies in the next situation.
Yep.
I feel very strongly about that. So they're all things that have contributed to how confidence has helped me do what I do.
Yeah, yeah. Confidence and purpose. You know, they're, wow. That's a powerful story, and what you say is very true. As you were speaking, I remember one of my first guests on the show. She was a personal friend, and she suffered years of physical abuse. I think almost over 20 years. You know, she has been beaten, and you know, now she has gained the confidence of speaking. Through speaking about her story, and she talks about how you know, people that are listening that are in the same abusive relationship or abusive situation, and when she talks about it, then it gives them courage, it gives them strength to do something about theirs. And it's, you know, it's God gives you a story so that you can help others. That's the reason he gives it to you. And in fact, her book was Attitudes of Gratitude, because the way she handled that is just being grateful for the experience. Because even though there are some bad things that happens to you and experiences, there's something also good that comes out of yours. I had a lot of good that come out of mine. I'm sure that over the years you were able to see the good that came out of yours and your gratitude. Uh-huh. And so she had an attitude of gratitude because, right, there's always a flip side to everything. So, yeah, and that's how you get confidence,
too. Forgiveness was a big thing because when I wrote my book, I couldn't write my book until I'd come to a point of forgiveness to Dad and to the rapist.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge journey. The book evolved through a whole process. It didn't just happen overnight, but I had to come to the point of forgiveness before I could write that book.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was a really big step for me.
Yeah. And so without that, you wouldn't have been able to learn the art of forgiveness. So
yeah,
it's gratitude. Wow. I'm loving this. This is deep. This is good stuff. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you've had a couple of challenges. The first one was the rape. Actually, the first one was your parents and the rape and then losing your partner of, 31 years? Wow. You know, life is beating you up, huh?
It's given me my share of challenges.
It shook you a little bit, huh?
That tree has been shaken a lot.
Wow. So do you have any specific advice to women maybe in their, second half in life or even their third act in life who have lost their partners or gone through another life challenge? How did you handle it?
In the beginning, I didn't handle it with very much grace, but I've learned to, and it's the things that, if I look back now, rather than how I handle it, that it's probably better if I talk about things that will help.
Yeah.
And I think the first thing to note is that you're okay. You are fine. You're not broken. You've just had a hell of a shock, but you are okay. You're safe and you're whole. That's, I think, the number one thing. To remember that when a challenge hits you, you tend to isolate and step back. And this affects your confidence and it can send you down a rabbit hole. And that makes it worse. If you're willing to come out and to speak to someone, it's going to make a huge difference. Again, when you've had that challenge and you're, feeling like you're at the bottom of the pile, you think at that time that you've got no strength. You don't think that you're smart. You don't think that you're brave. You don't think you've got any courage. But just remind yourself that you're strong enough to stand alone. You're smart enough to know when you need help. And you're brave enough to ask for it. And if that's something that I give people to read and look at it every day when they're going through a challenge. The next thing is to look after yourself, to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that I did, I'm tall and slim. I'm 4'10", and I lost 12 kilos after Les passed away. It just fell off me. I dropped 51 kilos, which I was like skin and bone.
Yeah.
And part of that was my coping mechanism was to keep busy. Well, I took that to the extreme. I wouldn't let myself get into bed before midnight, and I was up at 5 every morning, and I went from A to B just doing, because I didn't want to have to stop.
Have to think, right.
And I never liked eating alone, so I simply stopped eating.
Aww.
And it wasn't a conscious thought. It just happened.
Yeah.
So suddenly, there I am, like a yard and a half of fencing wire, emotionally and physically drained. And that was when I went off and sought some professional help. Sometimes you don't need it and sometimes you do. And there's always been that shame factor about accepting professional help, but there's no need for it. It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
The next thing that's really important is to have a network
of
support. Very important,
yep. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I said it's very important, actually. They talk about that, look after yourself, that comes back
then to the loving yourself, loving and appreciating and being grateful to yourself. And that can be quite a process to achieve that.
True.
It's important to have a network of support. I never realised 40 years ago when I joined Toastmasters how important that network of friendships would be. The support that I had over the years was absolutely incredible. So that was in the time after Les passed away when I was starting over. But the next time that level of support came in was when I wrote my book. And I have a lot of male friends because of my Toastmasters thing, and I was in National Speakers at the time and other organisations, so a lot of them were male-based.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think my male friends would be against me, but I didn't think they would be openly supportive. And I was blown away by the level of support I had from my male friends.
Well, I agree, they don't like men behaving badly, and they feel ashamed of them, so they will definitely support you. Yep.
Yeah. So, having a network of support in some frame, in some kind is very important.
Wow.
Get the professional help, as I mentioned.
Beautiful. It also reminded me of the
professional help,
book.
If I can just diverge here for a minute. I went off and got some professional help with a psychologist because I needed. And what I really appreciated was that she gave me strategies.
Okay.
So, and I was talking about it a minute ago with challenges. So she gave me strategies so that when I fell, I had something to lean back on. And after we had the initial thing, we went for about 8 weeks or whatever it was. And then she said to me, in a few months, 12 months maybe, something will happen and you'll have a bit of a crash. Come back and we'll sort it. And I said, yeah, righto. So away I went blithely, went on with life. And when I went the first time, I had about a dozen things that I was weeping and wailing about. Something happened later and back I go to her. And she said, well, what's happened? And I went on and on and on about these three things that were wrong in my life at that time. And I just, no matter what she said, I kept coming back to, yes, but I can't do one, two and three. And she said, just a minute. And she flicks back through her notes. And she said, when you came before, you had about a dozen things. What happened to the other nine? And I said, that's right, I'm done, but I can't do. So part of my issue was that I couldn't appreciate nor value what I had achieved in that period of time.
You actually don't my see it. That's why coaching is so powerful, or a psychologist, so, because you have a blind spot. You don't see it.
Yep. Exactly. I had the blind spot, and she gave me that real dose of reality.
Yeah. So you were doing actually better than you thought.
Professional help is not to be scoffed at. It's to be embraced and get the most out of.
Yes. As you were talking, I was telling you about my daughter that, has a confidence issue. And, she had her fiancé that committed suicide, after they had a fight. So it was a double whammy.
Wow.
And she's doing much better now after talking it out to a psychologist, So I'm not sure if they should give her strategies or maybe just talking about it and getting someone's opinion or however, but it does work. It does
absolutely
work.
Yeah. The reason that I like the psychologist too is that it doesn't involve medication.
Right.
It's about, your mind.
Yes. Yes. How you look at things.
How
teaching
you look
at that
things
mindset,
and
making
how you
that
can
shift.
Make it better for you.
Exactly what she did. She gave you strategies, and when you're going on about how bad your life is, and she's saying, it was worse before, and you were able to get through it. And, as I think about it, it's true. If you have somebody to shake you to the ground and you climb right back up to the top, boy, is that a confidence booster. Right. That is awesome. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I know we talked about your book, but is there anything else on your book that you would like the audience to know?
About the book?
Mm-hmm.
The book is a self-help for women who are starting over or have been through a life-changing challenge. And that was published 10 years ago. And then I got put in touch with Nicole, who's the from Pineapple Publishing, Lucky Pineapple Publishing. Mm-hmm. And I'm now doing a rewrite. But in the rewrite, what I'm actually doing is answering questions I've been asked in the last 10 years. And the interesting part was that I was going to incorporate them in each chapter. However, my style of writing and myself as a person, I've grown so much that it didn't blend.
Okay.
I didn't realise it until I sat down to do it. So what I've done is I've put the relevant questions with my answers of today at the bottom of each chapter.
Okay.
Which awesome. Is just an amazing change.
Yeah.
And then,
I love it.
Yeah.
We're very similar. I also did a rewrite on my book. And I did a rewrite. The first time I wrote my book, I was in a coach. And when I rewrote it as a coach, then I had principles that I have learned as a coach, and I matched my story. So it's very similar. I didn't do questions and answers, but for everything that I went through, I gave the life lesson. So it's very similar. Very good. All right.
The other thing that I've done that's a big difference is Nicole said to me, how would I feel about incorporating men's stories because abuse happens to men as well as women?
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I said, ooh, that's a bit different. So I've gone out and I've got three men's stories, and would you believe that the perpetrators are all women?
Really?
One guy's in his late 20s, one's in his early 40s, and one is in his mid-60s.
Wow.
Well, that's blown away.
I was blown away, too, because mostly I've heard that. I've heard that, really. But, you know, we think in our minds that it's usually men, you know, hurting men or men hurting women. But, I can think about a couple of stories now that I've heard, you know, that people have come forth and talked about it. One of them was Tyler Perry. I don't know if, you know, you're all the way from the other continent, but Tyler Perry is very famous here. And he was sexually abused as a young boy by a woman, and it made him question his sexuality as well. I think women and men abused him. But all right, so that's awesome. Well,
That'll be coming out in the next few months.
In the next few months. Okay. All right. All right. So let's take our a quick station break, and we'll be right back with our final segment of the show. I'm absolutely loving our conversation. Stay tuned, of course. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service, and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking to confidence mentor Miss Dee Rydell, coming to us all the way from Australia. And I almost hate to have her go because this is such a really powerful conversation. We're touching on so many things where the hour is not enough time. So, Dee, yeah, you are definitely someone that should have a voice, and I'm glad that, you know, God gave you the voice of speaking, and now you've got the ability to also write. So you're touching, you know, both both ends of the population with your word as well as your speech. So as we wrap up, we'd love to hear more about your confidence challenge. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
I certainly. Well, the confidence challenge, who do I think it's for? It's for women of all backgrounds who are seeking to live ways to live a more confident and authentic life. Because when they do that, they feel connected, happy, vibrant, and alive. Because, you know, mature women, they've lived, they've lost, they've laughed, they've cried, they've moved mountains. But then one day, life got in the way.
Yeah.
So, if you've lost your partner or been through a life-changing challenge, or simply lost your mojo and don't know how to get it back, or you may be scared to reach out, you may be someone and you don't think that you're coping. You may be thinking, I'm alone, I'm coping, why can't everybody, everyone else seems to be coping, why can't I? Or you want to make a change and you don't know how to start. Or maybe you're second-guessing yourself. If that describes you, then this challenge is for you. During the 21 days, you're guided gently and with humour. It's getting you to think for you. It isn't what I say, but it's what you think as a result of my stories and how you can relate it to your life and your growth. It's not the lessons that I have learned, but it's what you as a participant will remember that you have learned. So what will you get out of the challenge? You'll get a knowing and acknowledgement of where you are right now. You'll get practical ways to boost your confidence and resilience and tips that you can apply in your life today. You get strategies that help you deal with challenge. You awaken your passions and lift your vibes. You learn strategies that help you deal with future challenges. And you recognize that it's the tip of the iceberg. The challenge will be your catalyst to your next step. But to do it, you need to commit and participate in the daily activities.
Yeah, that is awesome. All right, so how do they sign up?
They can sign up through the website or through sending me an email on di@diredell.com, which is diredell.com.
And what's your website?
www.diredell.com.
Awesome. And I see here that you also have a Facebook fan page, and that is www.facebook.com/confidencebeyond50. That's easy to remember.
Beyond 50 is my Facebook page.
Yeah, so awesome. So, well, Dee, it has been a pleasure. Dee is 14 hours ahead of me, so it's just amazing that she is on the other continent. I'm speaking to her in the evening of the day before. She's already the next day, so I am so thrilled. And guess what? She has been fabulous and entertaining and exciting and, really good as far as the content. So let's connect with Dee. Let's take her confidence challenge, which connect with her in Facebook. And if you connect with her, then you'll know when her book is out. That sounds like a really, really good book. Because confidence is something that we all need. As Dee says, and I'm going to quote that, it is when you see a confident woman that it's something you can't touch. You all want to be her. It's a beautiful thing. And, Dee has been shaken a bit, and she's fully confident. And, that's something that we should all aspire because, like the Bible says, that if you're alive, you're going to have some challenges. The only time you stop is when you're dead. So just like your psychologist said, you know, you're going to have all these challenges, you fix it, when you think it's all gone, there's going to be more, something else is going to happen. And when you're strong and you have a great foundation, then you're shaken a little bit, but you bounce right back up like a boomerang. So thank you, Dee, for your time. Thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in. I absolutely love what I do. I love sharing and helping you grow to live your best life now. Tune in every Wednesday at 5 o'clock on WDJY 99.1 FM out of Atlanta, Georgia. You can tune in on internet radio at www.wdjyfm.com. You can subscribe to my iTunes channel. Just search for Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. And I would love for you to subscribe and review the podcast so that I would be encouraged to continue giving you this great content and working very hard for you to be able to live your best life now. Now, if you wanted to get a hold of me directly, either for some coaching or to be a guest on the show, please email me at info@myhelps.us, which is myhelps.us, or you can connect with me on the web at www.myrnayounghelps.com. So, until next time, it has been a pleasure, and hope that you have a great and blessed evening.